Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Wilbur's Freedom Radio here on this Thursday night, and it is nice, balmy, and hot out here. I've got the AC blaring and everything, and I tell you what, we've got a lot we're going to talk about, and then I'm going to go on a rant here in a little bit. But hey, Virgil, how you doing, brother? How's your neck of the woods?
Oh, we're doing okay. We're doing okay. We're just kind of stuck up here in Alabama, had a little short trouble. So we had to get a motel room.
Well, that's always nice, right? But anyway, well, I'm gonna go on a rant here in a bit as soon as you get done. But go ahead, Myrtle.
Nah, just a little. I thought it was the air compressor or the air governor on the truck. It was something minor, you know. So it wasn't no major repair, but still had to get it fixed. So
it was a shitty load
anyway. It don't pay much. So I didn't care.
Well, at least it wasn't their arm and a leg fixed, you know. So and everything. But I want to go on a rant because I had a guy yesterday. I don't know if it's on the post. I had a guy try to shame me yesterday because I'm not going to take the vaccine, and this guy gets on my butt and starts trying to shame me. He was at it for a couple of hours yesterday. And here's the thing, everybody, and I'm going to tell you, Virgil will back me up on this. No state, no businesses, No schools can mandate you to take vaccines. It's illegal. I don't care what they say. And it's my choice, Burger's choice, to not get the vaccine because this vaccine was not tested. You all are lab rats. Okay? So stop. Stop with the shaming. I can care less if you took the vaccine. Okay? If I get punished for not taking it, oh, well, that's on me. I'd rather take the punishment and die a free man and then being controlled by a vaccine. All right? Okay, Virgil. I had to say that. I mean, this guy was riding my ass big time this week.
Oh, I get it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, but I just tell them, I go all over the country. I haven't got it. I haven't gotten any symptoms of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all a bunch of hype. It's all a bunch of bullshit.
Oh,
I mean, yeah,
you did
have people that died of the flu, died of pneumonia, died of maybe COVID-19, a few cases, but not as many cases that they're advertising. No, they're blowing the numbers out of proportion.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. It's like a friend of mine pointed out yesterday to this guy. China, okay, had no vaccines, but everybody there was cured. Had no records of COVID.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as it hit the United States, everybody forgot about China, all them people dropping dead in China and everything mm-hmm. else, and it was, you know, it's just,
but
people will just, they'll just follow anything CNN tells them to. They'll
oh,
follow
yeah,
anything
exactly.
Fredo tells them. They'll follow anything MSNBC tells them. You know, Biden, you know, trust the science. Trust the science.
Right.
Trust the science.
Right. Well, this guy was ratting on. He was like, you're anti-government. You're anti-vax. I go, dude, what the hell are you doing on my page? I go, you want me to call you out? I'll call you out, but you're not going to like how I'm going to do it. And I called him out. But the thing is, everybody's this. And you can look it up if you don't believe me in Virgil. Even Pelosi, and I was kind of stunned that Pelosi said this, but she even said this. Nobody can mandate vaccines or force you to get it against your will. It's illegal as hell, and plus it's discrimination. And it violates the HIPAA Act.
Wow.
Okay? So stop shaming people and stop, you know, just stop already, you guys.
I get it all the time. I get it all the time in some of these places
right.
I go to. You know, like right now I'm in Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama. All right, they done lifted everything in Alabama, but the mayor of Montgomery, he's still trying to enforce everything. Mask mandates, quarantines, restaurants, only takeout orders. Please turn that off.
That's not me. I got my phone off. But,
well,
yeah, I mean,
well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It had to be you.
I heard it. My phone's on silent. So, but go ahead, Roger. Keep talking.
Well, but I mean, up north in a lot of places, you know, they're still paranoid about this, and southern states, midwestern states, you know, they're just fed up with it. They're fed up with it. They're not
mm-hmm.
buying it anymore.
Oh yeah, I mean
but
that's everybody. That's everywhere, brother. I mean,
but
you got these
snowflakes. You know, they hang on every pearl of wisdom that comes out of Joe Biden's mouth.
Or Fauci. You know, it's laughable, but it's not. But when they start attacking me personally like that, And this guy, he's been on my friend list for a while, but he's never attacked me like that, you know, and I had to finally block him. But, you know, I can care less, you know, really, I can care less. I had the COVID. I had it back in January. You know that, Virgil. I had COVID back in January last year. Nearly died from it. But let me tell you, I got the antibodies. Okay.
But,
there's Virgil. There's Russell. But I got the antibodies, you know, and everything. But it's like, too, Fauci said this many times. If vaccine is not guaranteed to work. And if you got the vaccines, you have to wear a mask anyways and stuff so you don't spread it to the people that's not vaccinated. What does that tell you?
It tells me it's a bunch of bullshit. Is what it tells me.
Right. What do you think, Russell? Have you been shamed
well,
yet?
no, it's not going to happen. But what I wanted to say was, what we said was going to come of this is, right now, in New Zealand, they're making it mandatory. Mandatory vaccination required by the government for everybody 16 years of age and older. All right? Germany has got legislation sitting there that if you are unvaccinated, you can't go in stores or anything, shop or do anything like that, any type of store, restaurant or anything. But you can order it online and have it delivered, or you can pick it up. And, you know, you can go pick up takeout and stuff, but you can't go to restaurants. I'm telling you. We told you people, you're not watching what's going on. You're really not. All right. This is absolutely the push for the, and I know it sounds redundant. Every time some people hear the word, they chuckle, but I mean, this new world order that these elitists want is moving at a just amazing speed compared to what this kind of social change generally takes or time. You have absolutely, they have absolutely scared. Man, you go out in the street store, I guarantee you 75% of the people brainwashed and believe every word that comes out of Fauci's mouth. Right here in America.
Mm-hmm.
We've been...
Like the other day, I told Virgil, I noticed out here, I don't know if you noticed it, Russell, but out here I've noticed people look like zombies half the time. It's like they are in a day. I don't know if it's just me, but this is what I see.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're just blindly following along. You know what you know. You know it's the new normal, and they're just blindly following along with it, you know, and it's just, it's comical and it's sickening at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It is. But... again, you know, trying to shame me like that, after like I was doing yesterday, oh, my God, that was the first.
Well,
I've been shamed.
You need to just let that shit go. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. It's totally meaningless.
Oh, I know. It was. But this is what we're trying to say, everybody. People like that, I mean, you know, how are they going to know, Virgil, if you're not vaccinated?
They're trying to get it like a TWIC card, you know, your vaccination card. You know, show your papers. You know, show your papers. Or wear some type of you know, like a Star of David thing on your left arm, you know, to mark who you are and who you're not. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're just trying to come down with all of that.
Well, I think that this whole vaccine thing is, and now I'm not an expert on this or anything like that, so I may get a number or something wrong here or there, so just bear with me. But this stuff they put in this vaccine, it doesn't change your DNA, but those are the messengers to the DNA. All right, and there's several reports from very strong doctors and stuff like that that saying that that stuff emits a frequency. The stuff that they added to RMA. So, you know, who knows? You don't have to have cars. They might, you know, they might just be able to scan, walk through there, you know, and if you ain't emitting the frequency, man, the bells go off and they come arrest you and haul you off to a re-education center.
Yeah, right. I've heard about that. I've heard the same thing, Russell. I've heard that, you know. And also, I'm hearing, too, that the vaccines have a small chip in it already.
Well, you know, you can say whatever you want to say, and I'm talking to these people supporting this vaccine and stuff like that. But, you know, just straight up, there's no denying it. There's no way around it. But if you let them put something in your body that changes the way God created you, that isn't going to turn out well, I do not think. Am I wrong, guys?
No, you are 100%
right. 100% right, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this follow the science thing, you know, I mean, it's just so asinine and, you know, so double standard. Okay, follow the science. Okay, science teaches us that there's only two genders, male and female. Okay.
DNA also.
Yes. Okay, but you have people that say, oh, no, there's more genders than male and female. Let me tell you what. Go buy yourself a farm and buy you a bull and try to get milk from it, and then go buy you some roosters and try to get eggs from them. Guess what, guys? God knew what he was doing. Okay?
right.
All right?
Exactly.
So, you know, this multiple gender shit, you know, and you're saying follow the science, and then you're agreeing with there's up to 1,000 genders, you know, you're just contradicting yourself. You're making yourself look stupid.
Well, and the thing of it is, Virgil, I think most of the country is like, I would think a lot of the country feels the way that I do. I don't know. I might just be a fucking freak. But, you know, I've never really cared about the color of anybody's skin. I don't give a shit about your life choices as long as they don't affect me and my freedom.
That's right.
You know, here's a new flash, man. You're either a man that likes men, or you're a woman that likes women. And like you said, not to, you know, that's your life choice, have at it, yeehaw. But there's only two genders. And that's Virgil's point he's making there, man. You know, they want you to follow the science they put out.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the people are believing this shit, man. I mean, you've got state legislators, Male, female, now they're putting, what was it?
Pronouns.
I can't remember now, damn it. But, yeah, I mean, you've got state governments doing stuff like that. I mean, look, the southern border is wide open again. Miners coming in by the droves, and they're letting them go with anybody that says they're a Tia or a T.O., you know, and, these, man, I tell you what, these people are soulless. They truly, truly are. And, they don't care about anything but power. And, none of that is going to change because the American people's had enough. And I would have figured everybody would be there by now. But every time I get out and walk in a store or a gas station or a restaurant or whatever, you know, probably 75-80% of the people are running around with masks on.
They are driving.
You know, and you can't help, and if you're a freedom-loving American like I am, you know, when you walk through there and you see that stuff, man, you just kind of got to shake your head and go, oh, my God, we are so fucked.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you want to go, bah, real loud out, too. You know. But look what's going on in India right now, guys. I mean, and this is—I had some friends of mine down there telling me this. Not to believe half the stuff is coming in the news because a lot of what's going on in India is not actually happening. But what is happening is those that took the vaccines already down there are the ones that are dropping dead like flies. So they have to create a fake pandemic to cover up the deaths from the vaccine. This is what he said is really going on over there. He said this was going to happen not too long ago, that when people start dying, they got to create a pandemic to cover it up.
Well, It just amazes me that everybody, that the number of people that have fallen for this shit. I mean, it is just unbelievable. It mm-hmm. is just unbelievable, the people that have fallen for this bullshit. It's mm-hmm. it's just mind boggling. I mean, you telling them, you know, you showing them facts and everything, and it's just like you're mm-hmm. talking to a brick wall. They just don't want to hear it.
No, they don't. They look at you and say, you're mentally, you need some help. That's what I get, you know. But I take some words from what Virgil says all the time. I posted it. I'm surprised I didn't get banned. But like I told him, if you took the vaccine and your asshole is turned inside out, you start having a conversation, you might be entitled to compensation. You know? I got a lot of response on that one. You know? But it's ridiculous. I mean, but it's out of hand. People are freaking out. Oh my God, you're not vaccinated. You need to stay away from me. It's like, no, you're vaccinated and you need to stay away from me.
You know, I mean, it's just so much butthurt. It's just so much butthurt these days over God knows anything. I mean, just, oh mm-hmm. my God, it's just butthurt everywhere.
Oh, you know?
I mean, you cannot do anything. I mean, just think if Richard Pryor, Red Fox, Archie Bunker, George Jefferson, you know, and and Hal Bundy were to come back into our society today, you know, just think how they would get treated.
Right.
Just think how they would get treated.
Oh, they're probably rolling in the graves too, you know. But oh my God, it's like the interview I did on the news, on POT News. In fact, that interview is coming out this Tuesday, and I'll send you guys the link so you can watch it. This is what we talked about. They were asking me these kinds of questions. And my response was, well, I blame both sides of the aisle with all this division and hatred. And he goes, and the newscaster was like, well, who do you think started all this? And where did it begin? I go, during Obama's administration, when all this started. I go, it just got worse and worse and worse. I go, you can't even turn around without somebody hating you because you're a kid, because you're a different skin color, you know, or
I mean,
you're a cop.
You know, you got to be plumb insane, or you just got to be just dedicated beyond belief to be a police officer, sheriff's deputy, or state trooper in the American society today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wouldn't blame them if every police officer just threw their badge on the ground and said, hey, call Al Sharpton, call LeBron James. You know,
right.
We're tired of this shit. We're not taking it anymore.
Right. Right.
You know.
And that's true, Virgil. In fact, I've been seeing a lot of cops. I believe it was Minnesota or somewhere around there. Quite a lot of cops were walking out already because of all this bullshit.
Well, a lot of cops in Louisiana. I speak to a lot of cops in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are getting fired and forced to resign because they're not going to these high risk calls in these black neighborhoods anymore. Because what is all that background noise?
Russell must have a speaker on.
They're refusing to go on calls in these high risk neighborhoods on these high risk calls because they're afraid for their lives. They're afraid they're going to have to shoot one of these stupid son of a bitches and they're going to end up going to prison.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what it's come down to. You know. And look at these Asians that are being attacked. I know I talked about this too, Virgil.
They're blowing that out of proportion. They are blowing that so out of proportion.
But it's not a white person doing it. It's blacks doing it.
Well, it's getting all blown out of proportion.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that is staged, and you know, it always happens. You know, you never hear about it happening unless there's a camera in place.
Oh yeah,
you know, a television camera just happened to be right there when it happened.
Yep.
You know,
ain't that strange? What a coincidence!
You know, and I mean, you know, people just don't realize, you know, Hollywood is involved up to their neck in this.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
So, you know, whatever they want on the news, you know, it's just like going on eBay and ordering it. We need a mass shooting. We need this. We need cops beating up on a black guy or whatever. Okay. Let's get the cameras together. Let's do the special effects thing. You know, let's make it look as real as possible. And they can. And here we go. You know, falling for a hook, line, and sinker. Once again.
Yep.
Look back into Jesse Smollett thing. Look back at that. You know, hundreds of hours of police work done, and over $1 million spent in manpower, overtime, you know, hunting these people down, all on a hoax. And not one person charged with anything. Not one person charged.
If it was me, you, and Russell pulled this stuff, guess what? They would arrest us really quick.
Oh, I tell you what. You want to see a prime example of the double standard? Okay. You know, Jesse Smollett with all of his mess and everything. Let me tell you something. Go get you a piece of rope and tie you a noose and hang it on your front porch. Watch how fast the cops show up. Watch how fast the cops, especially in Louisiana. You hang a noose off somewhere where the public can see it, oh, buddy, your ass is going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You guys are going to have to watch the interview Tuesday. I'll send you the link. But some of the stuff, the response that I came back with, surprised the news guy because he was like, he didn't know what to say at half the time. But they were asking these kinds of questions that you're talking about, we're going to have to tell you. They didn't know how to react when I responded. Because I just told them the straight truth, and I said, look, all this hatred and stuff is on both sides of the aisle. Democrats, Republicans, you name it. They just feed the fire. They go, well, how do you feel about January 6th? They go, that was blamed on both sides. I go, this was building up way before that. They just added to the flames, gasoline to the flames. I go, D.C., the Democratic Party is to blame for that one.
Like Russell said, you might as well get off the party thing, the political ideology thing. When it comes to these people in the House and the Senate, you making count maybe on one, maybe two hands, the ones you can truly depend on, but the rest of them, they ain't no count. They ain't worth shooting.
Right. But that's true. But here's the thing, too, Virgil and Russell, is that, my gosh, I mean, we're seeing so much stuff being piled up on us right now, all at one time. Packing the House, packing the Supreme Court, all these ridiculous laws starting to want to be passed and everything else. And now I'm hearing that the DOJ, the Democrats took the DOJ to Arizona to stop the audit. If there was no voter fraud, why are they trying to stop the audits there in Arizona? What's the purpose? I mean, let them do it. Let them prove that there wasn't no voter fraud. Why stop it? Can someone answer that?
Virgil,
want to answer that one?
No, I can't answer that. Only then, just to just try and cover up and destroy evidence and facts that lead to the truth about it. I mean, the election was hijacked, plain and simple.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't stolen. It was hijacked.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
and it was done right. It was done right in front of our faces, and nobody did a goddamn thing about it.
Nope.
Well,
and here's the thing. Go ahead, Russell.
Not only that, but the federal judge and stuff like that were being overruled by Arizona. I think the Arizona Supreme Court. So guess what got announced today.
What happened?
Crazy Joe Biden has asked the Department of Justice, yes, we're talking about the seething with corruption Department of Justice, to quell this thing. So
that's,
you know, now
they're
threatening every judge, election official in Arizona right now. I guarantee you.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
So what are they afraid of? What are they afraid of, guys? What are they afraid of?
Well, it's just like that other lady. It's just like that other lady lawyer. What's her name?
Who is that lady
lawyer that worked with Giuliani?
Dang it, I was just reading her article just a while ago, and I know who you're talking about, but mine was like, the one that's the FISA report.
Are you talking about Sidney Powell?
Yeah, Powell.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes, she was, she's on this, I watched a deal with her today on one of these off-the-wall news channels. And she is on it is, and, you know, she's not backing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even though, and all Dominion done by filing a $1 billion lawsuit on her, all they did was just, they just pissed her off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's welcoming the lawsuit. Okay, yeah, let's go to court. Let's go. You know, let's go to court.
Mike Lindell's doing
the same thing.
You know.
And now they're backing off.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's called scare tactics, which didn't work. You know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this is all insane to insanity. And, you know, like Virgil said 2 weeks ago, you know, the psychos and the criminals are running the state. You know?
Oh, yeah. The inmates are running the asylum. The inmates are running the asylum now, people. Don't make no mistake about it. You know? And Biden was in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I'm just going to apologize to the American people. You know, I figured somebody was gonna try something, but they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry.
Right. We know. I know we were getting that with that, but oh gosh, you know, it's just mind-boggling.
I mean, did anybody hear the last speech? The last address to the press? That this guy got behind the podium and did. I mean, did you understand a fucking thing he was saying, Russell?
No, sir. I mean, it is so easy to see how far the man has deteriorated.
Right.
You know, I just don't know what to think, man. And since Creepy Joe and the hoes have taken over and doing Obama and China's bidding, the price of gas has gone up about 60, 70 cents a gallon here in Texas. And food prices in the stores have jumped up about 10, 15, 20%. And the thing of it is, here's the kicker, right? that's a tax on the middle class right there, because that's who that spell affects, is the middle class. So they tax the middle class before they got around and messing with the rich friends.
Yep.
Through their policies.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I've seen it here, too. Oh, yeah, I mean. Go ahead, Virgil.
I mean, you know, I see it every time I grab that pump and fill that Mac up. You know, I mean, it's just sickening. It is just sickening. I mean,
$3.19 a gallon over here now.
The price of this fuel, and I mean, you know, and I've got no choice. I've got no choice. You know, you're talking about prices going up. I have no choice. You know, if the fuel surcharge is not right, if the fuel surcharge is too low, I have to turn the load down, you know, and I have to make them come up with more fuel surcharge so I can operate. If not, you know, it wouldn't pay for me to own my own truck. I'd come out better working for somebody else. So, I mean, it's just,
oh yeah,
it's just sickening. It's just mind-boggling. You know, we've talked about this for years and years and years, and now, you know, we've been called everything in the book, but now all we hear, you can hear a pin drop, but
yeah,
not hearing the pin drop, you're hearing people's jaws drop to the floor. I mean, they're just, these guys were right. What
and
do
like
we do?
Christian Hughes, what like the Christian Hughes says, we told you so.
We've been telling them.
Yep.
We've been telling them.
Yep. And you know, yeah, gas is $3.19 here, and diesel is $3.89 over here too, and everything. So, thankfully,
well,
I went and bought me
worry,
a.
You ain't got to worry about me coming over there.
Thankfully, I had to buy another car because the Pacifica finally conked out, and we think it's a starter, but I went and got a four cylinder. Man, that, you know, for a small car, it's only like $25 to fill it up. But it's a rough ride. It hates rough roads. My insides get all shook. It's like jello when they get off the roads.
Yeah, that's a nice little baby. That's a nice little baby blue fagmobile you got there, Joseph. What's it run on, strawberry dish?
Right. Well, I got it for my stepdaughter, so it belongs to her. But actually, I just bought me a Ford F-150. I'm going to go pick it up Saturday and everything. So, but you know, anything to pay gas, I mean, oh, my God. But food prices is very high up here, too. I mean, well, I've seen it. So it's but still, I don't go to Walmart. What I do, I go to the main butcher. I go to the butcher shop out here to get my meat there because it's cheaper. And then, you know, I spend maybe $80 and to get my month's supply, you know. But if I was to go to Walmart, I spend about $200-$300 just on the same thing.
Well, I tell you what, Russell. When you hear people complaining about the price of ramen noodles, you know shit's bad.
Oh yeah, even there, that $2 used to be $1, now it's $2. So, but even sodas are gone, milk's gone up, sodas are gone up. I mean, geez, milk is like $4 a gallon, $4 for a gallon of milk now.
Well, Coca-Cola's losing a whole bunch of money, I know that.
Oh,
Their stock is going in the toilet.
I buy Pepsi.
Their stock is going in the toilet. Well, you see, you know, you Coca-Cola, they're going to tell you to be less. You're a white person, you drink Coca-Cola. You know, they're going to tell you, oh, you know, you got to be less white. Okay, we're going to be less white. We're going to swap from Coca-Cola you know, to Ripple and Nightport and MD-2020 and Thunderbird. So, you know, so you talked yourself out of a lot of business.
And if you smoke menthols, you ain't black. According to Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's killing me right there. That's killing
right.
me.
So, but here's
you
the
know.
Thing. If Trump
banning menthols is going to solve racism. You know? And that's just like what I hear in New Orleans. You know, I hear about the crime rate in New Orleans and this going on in New Orleans, that going on in New Orleans, and I throw my hands up and I say, oh, no, wait a minute, hold up. That's all fake news. That's fake news. Don't buy it, people. Don't listen to them. They took all the Confederate monuments down in New Orleans. They have no more problems. That was the cause of all their problems. Now they took the monuments down. It's fake news. They don't have any problems in New Orleans.
Yeah,
you know,
right. Right.
And they just don't know what to say. They just get mad. They don't know what to say.
Or they say you need to get mental health.
You're racist. You're racist.
Yep.
Well,
you're delusional. You need help. I get that with all the time. You know, but anyway, I tell you, man, I don't know. The more I see, the more I'm like Russell. I laugh. I have to laugh.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting here watching.
You can't do nothing but laugh. You can't do anything but laugh at these idiots.
Right.
You cannot
right.
do anything but laugh.
Right.
You know, and I mean, you know, it's just like anything they can come up with. I mean, anything. Okay. You know, black women are obese because of racism. You know,
I heard that on TV
the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's my fault as a white man that Shaniqua goes into Popeyes, buys a 12-piece with family-sized red beans and rice, but she's trying to lose weight because she's drinking a Diet Coke with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Yeah, go ahead. All right. Blame me for that one. My fault. You know. See, people, you know.
Or you're racist because you're white and you're consuming the time from the black people. That was the one that really made you laugh.
Okay. Now here we got this one, Russell. You're gonna love this one. You're gonna love this one. You know, okay, this one school teacher or professor comes up and says, planting trees are racist. Did you hear mm-hmm. that one, Russell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now here's Kamala Harris coming out with, okay, we'll grant you citizenship if you allow us to plant trees in Mexico. Now, we've all heard that one. Didn't you hear that one, Russell? Did you hear that one from Kamala Harris? You know, plant trees. If we plant trees in Mexico, that'll help the immigration problem, the illegal immigration problem.
Because here in America,
trees are racist. Trees are racist. See, these people are just, they're just, I mean, I don't know what the fuck it is. Is it? Has that fluoride that we've been putting in the water all these years finally just showing its true colors, or what?
I don't know what's wrong with these people. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. You know, they loaded people up on fluoride in the waters. Then Popeyes comes out with them chicken sandwiches. They eat them. It causes a chemical reaction with the fluoride, and everybody goes batshit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing I can come up with.
And then the vaccine turns them into zombies.
I mean, you know, it ain't like we got C-130s flying over spraying Agent Orange, contaminating people.
Right.
You know, something's got to be doing it.
Right. Well, you know, and speaking of that, it's like, you know, it's like what I've been seeing a lot of. And if you don't believe me, go to CDC. Go to CDC website, everybody, and check this out. Why are they preparing for a zombie apocalypse on their website a year before this vaccine came out?
Well, fellas, I'm going to have to sign off for tonight.
All right.
I got some things I got to take care of.
Answer that real
and,
quick.
How
can CDC come up with a plan on zombies a year after this vaccine came out, or a year before?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I don't know why, you know. I don't know how people think, you know. I mean, when tornadoes are hitting all over Texas, I don't know why they don't warn the Cowboy Stadium. I mean, there hasn't been a touchdown there in years.
Yeah, right, right. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and sign off, and everything is at time anyway, brother. But we'll go ahead and be back Monday night. Russell, you want to say anything before we get off over here?
No, I'm good, brother, man. Everybody be safe, and we'll talk to y'all Monday.
All right.
Keep your heads on the swivel, and I'm just not going to say that. Good night, folks. Good night, everybody.
Good night, brother.
All right. Good night, Chester.
Well,
wherever you are.
Let's go ahead and sign off. We'll see y'all Monday night. Hopefully the zombies don't come next after this. I'm joking, everybody. I'm joking. But anyhow, we'll see y'all Monday night. Everybody have a good weekend.
What it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man. Behind blue eyes, and no one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, the arms is empty, as my conscience needs to be. His heart on their anger, none of my pain will can show through, but my dream.